चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑर्डर नित्यानंद प्रभु टू प्रीच हिज मिशन दैट एंड यू शुड गो डोर टू डोर विथ हरिदास ठाकुर एंड बेक सम ऑम्स दैट यू शुड चांट आई वांट यू शुड गिव मी इन माय बैग यू शुड चांट वन टाइम Krishna, Krishna. From here he began. Especially Nityananda Prabhu never went to wealthy persons, very beautiful person, very learned person. Never he went. He went to very general, common persons. Those who were even fallen. In India, to whom the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, they don't take water. If it is touched by them, it went to scheduled costs. And he preached among them. You know, Jagai Madhai, he thought that he is very qualified, very good person to preach. And he went to villages to villages. And he preached among them who were fallen. And from them he here and there. So he preached everywhere. I know that Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru, he did like so. Never went to palatial Birnigwala. Any very wealthy person, not to any king, any minister, or common people. He went first to hippies. Hippie was very attracted and he made them happy. And from gradually from there he started his mission. Chanting what? Oh, under tree and pork. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा साधि शिव हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे राम हरे राम He never saw that who is following me or no. Who are sitting here or not. Only Kartal was there, his eyes closed and chanting like this, sing like that, observed with pathetic tune. And sometimes the hippie used to dance, taking wine and all. Oh, my friend, oh, you should take wine like this. And thus he preached. And among them, so many came and became happy. Oh, new, young, very beautiful, energetic persons, they came. Also, ladies like Jadurani, Vinashini, and all. This is very beginning all these things. And very soon he made so many preaching centers and book distribution. He made so many magazines, one magazine very popular to the whole world. And so many books he translated and gradually it was distributed in the whole world. At that time, they were very beautiful young ladies. They used to go to airports, here and there in markets, everywhere. No shame, nothing. Giving all these things, preaching. That is why you are seeing in the whole world all devotees. At that time, all these senior Vaishnava you see, all were bachelor or brahmacharis. Devendra was at that time very beautiful young brahmachari. 15 years old. Yes. And all others, Tamal and all others. Jayapataka, Bhagwan and all that. But after his departure they became what? Very weak and I also don't want to go to wealthy person, beautiful persons, very learned person. If they will come, all they will ruin everything. I know. It is very hard to control them. So, I want that we should go to common people and preach there. As a spirit, as in the beginning of Swamiji, he was doing. But now I am not looking, oh, that, what, enthusiasm and spirit. So you should have same spirit. And then you can preach. Go door to door. Don't fear that he will beat me by wine bottle. Never. Don't fear. Like Nityananda Prabhu went to Jagai Madhai. What are you doing? You should chant once Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna. They told Hare Krishna. Oh. And they followed. So I want that. In same spirit, the book should be distributed everywhere. Preaching also like that. Don't think that I don't know anything. I am so weak. Or Krishna will give intelligence. I was also very weak, like straw, dry straw. But when I became so strong to preach and to serve my Gurudev, all qualification gradually coming. And helping me as I am now doing in these days. So you are not weak. Atma is not attained by any weak person. Nayam Atma Balahine Nyalabhya. Any weak person cannot do anything. He cannot give up a single farthing. He cannot give up anything, his attachment, nothing. Because he is weak, I want to make them all strong. He should be very strong. Even ladies, strong like Draupadi. How? When his father, Draupadi Maharaj, made a pillar. And on pillar, moving chakra. And after that, a face. And in face, two eyes. And he told that, those who will shoot, seeing shadow of that face in oil, looking here and there, I will marry my daughter to that person. A date was fixed and all came, all Kauravas, Duryodhan, Karna, Bhisham Pitama, Krishna, Baladev, and Arjun and Pandavas, they came in disguise, like a Brahmin. All were trying but not successful. Bhisham Pitama took his bow and he wanted to shoot. Draupadi at once came. Will you marry? No. Then why you are doing? I am doing for Duryodhana. Sit down. Please sit down. He was so bold, Shiva. Then Karna came. And he was wanted that he should shoot. Oh, boldly she came again. Oh, who are you? What is your name? And who is your father? Then he became upset. I don't want to marry with you because you are unknown person. I don't know your father and mother. So please tell me, and if you are like a Kshatriya and you are very strong, then tell me who are you. And if you are not telling, then I don't want to marry with a Sutputra. Sutputra, you know?
Son of a charioteer.
A servant person. I will not marry you if you are going to do. And he became so
upset.
Why? Anyone in his life he has not told like this. So he felt like somewhat
insulted.
And then he threw his arrow and bow and became so angry. I will take revenge of this. I must take. And that Krishna was looking. But he could have suited. He was more than Arjuna and all Bhisham Pitamah and all. But he and Baldev Prabhu were sitting there and watching. They were giving chance to that Brahmin boy. And that Brahmin boy came. And all other told that, who is he? Will you marry with Brahmin? She told, I know. He is not Brahmin. Why? How you knew? Oh, there is something.
Sign.
Yeah. And then Arjun went there and very easily he looked at it, shooted it. Then all the kings present there, they began to make a war against him. That we will take Draupadi forcibly. But Krishna then came and Baldev Prabhu, oh, they are in right way. If he will come, we are ready to fight. And thus. So Draupadi was so
bold.
So you think you like bold like Draupadi. Don't think that you are. And preach. And go on your path very straight, very bold. No? So you should all try to preach. And distributing books. By this very soon, again, we will preach in all over the world. Come to subject now. First slok, and very short, I have done. Now next year. Na dharmang, na dharmang, suti guna niraktam kilo karo. Braje Radha Krishna Prachura Parichajya Mihatanu Sachi Sunum Nandiswar Patisutatve Guru Varam Mukunda Prishthatve Smara Paramajasanunumana. Oh, you know the meaning? You should read the meaning. And then I will explain. You should be like this. Oh, hear carefully. It will give you strength and the process to chant Hari name. That very soon you will have taste in chanting. Don't weep for problems. Don't. Chant and all problems will go by your service to Gurudev and Krishna. This is the remedy. Weep for Krishna. Lament for Krishna. Go on.
Oh, my dear mind, please do not perform either dharma or adharma mentioned in the Sruti or Vedas. Rather, you should render profuse loving service to Sri Sri Radha Krishna Yugal in Braj. for the Srutis have ascertained them to be the highest principle of supreme worship and the supreme absolute truth. Always meditate on Satchinandan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, richly endowed with the complexion and sentiments of Srimati Radhika, as non-different from Sri Nanda Nandan. And always remember, Sri Gurudev is most dear to Sri Mukunda.
What is the essence of the meaning? Shyamrani. Again, you should hear.
Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is speaking to his mind. Actually, he's speaking to us through the medium of speaking to his mind and teaching us to broom the dirt away from the mind by these prayers. Srila Gurudev explained that when our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada and when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada says that one should beat the mind with a shoe, with a broomstick, in the morning and at night, they mean that we should chant these prayers of very sweetly brooming by offering humble prayers to the mind in very sweet words. So here Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to his mind, please do not perform dharma or adharma, that is religious activities which are described in the Vedas or irreligious activities which are rejected by the Vedas. Rather, that is, don't try for any material high position of going to heavenly planets, getting resultant good birth, power, and so forth by performing pious activities, and don't make yourself and myself go to hell by engaging in sinful activities. Rather, you should engage your full energy in worshipping Radha and Krishna. Do profuse loving service to Radha Krishna Jugal here in Braj, because the Srutis have ascertained them as the absolute truth. Now, very often, our Guru Vargya asks the questions, these questions. All the commentators, as mentioned in the Sri Manashiksha, have asked this question, that here Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, worship Radha and Krishna Jugal here in Braj. Consider that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaura Hari is non-different from Sri Nandanandana, Sri Krishna. And always worship my guru and consider him as the dearmost servant of Mukunda. So on one hand, we're supposed to engage in Ekanistha, one-pointed bhakti, and here he's saying, worship Radha and Krishna, worship Lord Chaitanya, and worship Guru. So this appears to be three. So very mercifully, Srila Gurudev explains everywhere in the world how this is one-pointed, because actually he's saying, always consider Satchinandan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as that very same Krishna who took the bhav and complexion of Srimati Radharani in order to understand her love. So we don't have to worship Radha and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya separately. Lord Chaitanya is Guru Varam, the supreme, very best guru, who is Radha and Krishna themselves combined together to teach us how to worship themselves. And Guru, our Guru, is very dear to Mukunda, meaning that he's a maidservant of Radhika, which makes him so close to Mukunda that Mukunda falls at his feet and begs him to pacify the man of Srimati Radhika. So actually this is one-pointed worship, and Srila Gurudev will explain.
Very good. Thank you. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling the explanation of this second sloka. That in first sloka it has been told that You should give up all kinds of your false egos, worldly egos. I'm this person, I'm father of that person, I'm mother of that person, I'm husband of that lady, I'm wife of that lady. I'm doing all kinds of things. So he is telling that if we will do the service of Radha and Krishna, giving up all kinds of worldly discernation, then we cannot live. We will die. We must die. Because then we will not be like householders or anyone. And only serving Krishna and Krishna. So how we can maintain our life? If you are not grihastha, you are not doing dharma and adharma. What is dharma? And adharma?
Those things which are against the Vedic injunctions.
So if you are giving up all kinds of dharma and adharma, you cannot survive yourself. You must die. Secondly, nitya nemittik. There are two kinds of dharma. Nitya nemittik. And that is called karma, not a religion. Daily worshipping something, offering something, taking something, sleeping something, talking something, some relation with others. If totally we will give up all these things, then it is very hard to survive your life. Secondly, he told. He had told that you should do ananya bhajan. Na anna ananya. What? Exclusive. One pointed to Krishna. It is very hard. Especially, how can you give up the bhajan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? If you are doing bhajan of Radha and Krishna, you are doing the worship of Jagannath Dev, Nisinghadev, all. Some where we see that Ramchandra, Lakshman, Sita are also Hanuman there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Laddu Gopal, so many. And if you are giving up, you can give up Jagannath, no harm. You can give up others, incarnation. But what to do of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What should we do? If you are doing service, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also and Radha Krishna conjugal, then it will be not one-pointed. Then what should we do? Then it will be not ananya. We should be try to follow ananya, one-pointed, not so many. Other, how you can concentrate? If you are doing this archan of Radha Krishna also, and Dwarkadish also, Laddu Gopal also, Nisingadev also, and so many, Mahaprabhu, Ramachandra, Lakshman, Sita on the same altar, and you are doing. It means you are ignorant. You have no knowledge at all. Perhaps your guru was not so high. And he has not explained all these things. So we should know all these things. So all the doubts are explained and they will quickly go away by reading all these things. We should follow Raghunath Das Goswami, who was worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like in what way? What way? Like Guru. If you are doing archana of Gurudev and Krishna, no harm. This is ananya. So, try to realize this point. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never told that I am Krishna and you should serve me, worship me. But Krishna told, sarva dharmanu parityajya mam ekam sharanam. No? He has told so many times. He told manmana bhava. Sometimes before two slokes, that mam eva je prapadyanti maya metam tad mam eva. So he is told everywhere like this. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never told. He told that you should chant, remember, worship Krishna, Radha Krishna. Always he has to. He has not played a part of that you should worship him. But we should worship. In what way? Knowing that Radha and Krishna are same as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this Mahaprabhu has come in a shape of Guru, like a Bhakta, Bhakta Avatar. Though he is Radha and Krishna himself. So he instructed Rupa Goswami all these tattva in Prayag and also in Puri, Jagannath Puri. He instructed all these things to Sanatana Goswami in Varanasi. He also inspired everything in the heart of Rai Ramananda at Godavari. He also instructed Sarvam Bhattacharya everything. When he wanted to teach something, Vedanta Sutra. He told so many things to Tapan Mishra when he was like a householder in East Bengal. So he has acted like all time. Like a sadhak. He was so merciful. So he's explaining all these things. Na dharmang, na dharmang. Sutagana niruktam kilaku. You should read the explanation. Manashika? You can give proper
Shri Bhajan Darpan Digdarshini Vritti. The first objection to an assertion in any discussion is called Purvapaksha. The advice given in the first verse to give up all pride and serve Sri Yugal Kishore with single-minded...
Oh, I've explained this. There are two kinds of person from there. If we dharma dharma purna rup se nishit kiya jaya to chhad bhar bhi hum jivit nahi rah sakte.
There are two kinds of persons in the world.
Oh, before that, one sentence.
Before that. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Okay. Whatever activities are performed by humankind come under two categories, dharma and adharma. If they are completely prohibited, then it is not possible to live even for a moment. Therefore, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has not prohibited all activities of the sense organs. There are two kinds of persons in the world, the learned, they're called Vigya, and the ignorant, Agya. The ignorant do not work unless disciplined, and if they do act independently, it only results in inauspiciousness.
We are like this. We are like this. If there is no control, no guidance, or we will do something wrong. So for us, our shastra has been done. Go on.
Therefore, all activities described in the Srutis and their attendant literature, the Smritis, have been divided into dharma and adharma for the welfare of such persons, so that they may easily abstain from inauspicious activities and engage in auspicious ones.
Those who are learned are conscious of their spiritual identity.
The disciplinary injunctions of the Shastras are not meant for them. They have been ordained to act on the platform of Atma Rati, Krishna Rati.
Rupa Sanatan, Narad Goswami, like Sanakshanandan, like other devotees, of no rule regulations. Army, only for general person, those who are ignorant. For them, they can do anything to please Krishna. Go on.
Go on. They have been ordained to act on the platform of Atma Rati, Krishna Rati, or in other words, the unalloyed service of Sri Yugal. Those who are faithful are included in the category of Vigya, or learned persons. The instruction of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami to abandon all dharma and adharma mentioned in the Vedas and remain engaged exclusively in the Premamoyi Seva of Sri Sri Radha Krishna Yugal.
Whatever you are doing, you should try to do to please Krishna. Please qualified guru. Not unqualified. Go on.
The instruction to abandon all dharma and adharma mentioned in the Vedas and remain engaged exclusively in the Premamayi Seva of Sri Radha Krishna Yugal is for such learned, self-realized souls. Whatever activities must be carried out in the life of a sadhak should be done in the mood of service to the Supreme Lord. Even the activities prescribed in the Vedas for those who are firmly established in the Varnashram stage of life should be performed in this mood. Grihastha devotees should worship deities at home.
You are Grihastha, so you should carefully note down those who are Grihastha. What?
Grihastha devotees should worship deities at home. And all activities like earning money, maintaining the family members, protecting assets, building a house, and so on, should be done as an offering to the deities. One should consider oneself simply as a servant of the Lord. Under no circumstance should one think oneself to be an enjoyer and thus exploit the fruits of activity for one's own selfish enjoyment.
But he told,
that those who are in the Grihastha ashram, that they should worship the deity in the home, and they should see that all their activities are done as service to the Lord.
The fruit should go out to Krishna. They should not be bhokta of all those karmas.
They should not see themselves as enjoyers.
If doing and
I think that you should be all careful for this. Sometimes you are doing like this. That I'm enjoyer. I'm enjoyer of my wife. I'm enjoyer of my husband. I'm enjoyer of all wealth, what we are doing. So you should think that Krishna is enjoyer. And thus give all the fruits to Krishna. You should do whatever you do to please Krishna. First begin from home. What home? From Guru. But Guru, if he knows that I am enjoyer, then he will fall down. He should not. What he should do? Like Prabhupada. All that doing his just puja. No? Oh, thousands of persons giving Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. When it was finished, he stood up and told, oh my, you are like my gurus, he told. You are saving me from so many
dangers.
Be merciful to me. What you have given to me, I am very carefully taking it and I am giving all in the lotus feet of my worshipable Radha and Krishna. I am not enjoyer of all these things. I am only a servant, like a peon. I will take it and give it to Radha Krishna. So this would be like that. If a guru like this, he will never fall down. Otherwise, if he thinks, oh, I am enjoyer of the wealth of my disciples, oh, he will quickly fall down. So we should be careful for this. Then,
the religious rituals, such as Shraddha, or offering of foodstuff to the forefathers, prescribed in the book Sri Hari Bhakti Vilas, should also be done in the mood of service to the Lord.
It is especially told for Indian devotees. For Indian devotees. Because there is some dharma, varnashram dharma. In other any country, no varnashram dharma. For whole life, they marry for whole life. Not changing, no diversion, nothing. Now it is entering there also. So, a son must do this shraddha. But how he will do? Oh, he will offer something to Krishna. And then remnant, they should be given to that this person who is dead. In this way. And if Sukhdev Goswami are like, or any Vaishnava, they should not do. I never did any shot to my father or anyone to my mother. They died, but I never did anything. Why? I know that my father, mother, everything is Krishna. And who are chanting in this way? Oh, they are not Rani. Tethered to anyone, father, mother, demigods, to earth, to sun, nothing. Say, don't do. Oh, moment, each moment they are doing all these things for whole world. Why they should do? But those who are in Varna and Ashram, they must do samsat for their father, mother and others. They must serve their father and mother, certainly. But in Western countries, we don't see all these things. Who is father, who is mother, even they know or not know. So you should chant and remember Krishna. Well, this is very easy process for you. Go on.
So if a devotee, their sharanagati is not mature, then should they do shraddha?
whether matured or not matured, if had some honor for Krishna name, for bhakti, oh, he has nothing to do. If Shraddha is come. It has been told in a Shastra Vakya that if Shraddha is not coming, not Shraddha is there. But remember, karma jab tak karo, jab tak is Shraddha na utpanna ho jaye, or tavat karmani kurvita na nirvedya javato. You should try to do sat karma. Follow. Till Shraddha is not coming, you should go on doing. Honoring father, mother, being kind to all others, always speaking true, always very generous, very humble, and like this. Even be kind to creepers and grasses, you must do. You can give, or any atithi will come, and you should try to serve. But if Shraddha is coming, that I should chant and remember Krishna. Whenever it comes, Shraddha coming, that Shraddha, the seed of bhakti, will come. Oh, now we stop all these things. Or when Virakti is coming, when Virakti will come,
detachment
from what? And that detachment will lead you to Brahma Gyan. So, not need, we don't need. This attachment be there, but to please Krishna, to chant name, like Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Why? Or to remember always Krishna. For Mukunda, we should do everything. A grihastha is lakh and lakh time better if he is actually grihastha, serving Krishna. More than that, renounce Mayavadi. Even he has some realization, but yet that grihastha is lakhs and lakhs times more superior than that. And we should serve. So he is telling like this. What more?
Upon attaining eligibility, one transcends his attachment to and dependence upon the principles of Varnashram. At such a time, factual residence in Braj and unalloyed service to Sri Yugal becomes natural and easy. Those who cannot physically live in Braj should do so mentally.
Those who can go to Braja, Vrindavan. Those who can go to Braja, Vrindavan, mentally they should do. And Krishna will be merciful, and very soon he will give chance to be in Vrindavan, practically. So you should do like this. Sachinandan and Krishna, Radha Krishna are both one. And we should try to follow this thing. What is that?
In order to distribute Sri Harinam and Anarpita Unnata Ujjwala Prem, the most radiant divine love which was never previously given to the jivas diverted from Krishna and entangled in worldly affairs, Sri Nandanandan appeared in the form of Sri Sachinandan Gaura Hari. In particular, he assumed the complexion and sentiments of Srimati Radhika in order to taste the unparalleled sweetness of Sri Radha Bhav. There are two questions which may arise in this connection. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined vigraha of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, why not worship only him, by which the worship of Sri Yugal will automatically be accomplished? Or should one worship Sri Radha Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu separately? Jagat Guru Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has settled these questions by personally appearing in the mood of a devotee. He demonstrated by his own example how to perform Krishna Bhakti and advised the jivas to do the same. Following his instructions,